Kiss.
There he is. Prince. He is still Prince again, isn't he?
He's Prince
well,
again, yeah,
was,
yeah.
Whatever.
No longer the man that, whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't Squiggly thing.
I don't know what
the artist formerly known as.
The funny looking, yeah, I don't know what all that was about at all. I told you about that pub in town in Dublin, and they had a bouncer on the door called Prince. A guy from Nigeria, and they got another fella in, exactly like him. Another fella from Nigeria, and they decided to call him the bouncer formerly known as Prince.
Best ever. Best ever. Anyway, welcome along, folks. What is this? 6:08 Wednesday morning, Wednesday 20th of November. Morning to you. It's a bit of a wet one around these parts.
It is. It took me by surprise now this morning. I was half thinking of taking the bike and everything.
Right.
Walked out the door and went, well,
that's the end of that.
I think I'll be swapping jackets at this point.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout in the old WhatsApp. What do you reckon to Poch, the new Bohemians manager?
Absolutely. Oh, get off. No way. Keith Long all the way. That's only because Spurs want Keith Long.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's all that
is. They were hoping to do a swap.
Yeah, I can't.
Maurizio Pochettino.
Yeah, out. For Keith Long. Really.
Keith Long in.
Get out of it. You don't even know our lads. Keep yourself going. Keep walking. Keep walking.
Yeah, because you'd already turned down Jose and stuff, hadn't you?
Yeah, well, to be fair, nobody has the money Jose would want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Jose, I will do the job.
What is your transfer budget? Depends on how much a man spends on the custard creams upstairs.
Does he have a billion for custard creams? No, he doesn't have a billion for custard creams.
Yeah.
Jose, he doesn't have a billion for them, yeah. No.
It depends on what PJ does. If he does a, you know, benefit gig for us or whatever, we might have a couple of hundred quid to spend.
Well, the new jersey's out in 2 weeks. So we'll see what we have off the back of that.
Anyway, listen, hopefully you're in good form. Whatever you got going on, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. I'm going to have to do another quick scan because birthdays were very thin on the ground today, PJ.
Yeah.
Very thin on
really,
the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to see if I can scrape something up out of the bottom of a barrel somewhere.
Oh, brilliant. I'd definitely be good at these ones.
Yeah, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 6:14, about to do the birthdays. As I said, a bit thin on the ground, so what I've got is, I've got a couple for you. And
yeah.
And then we might do a bit of a quick fire kind of thing.
Right.
To see if you know anybody else. That
oh, God,
kind of might
this
be out
never
there.
Ends well when it's this thin on the ground.
And to be honest with you, even the two that I have for you aren't exactly like, you know, don't know if they're your bestest mates in the world.
Right.
But anyway, have a listen to this.
The Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. I got to get this straight.
Yeah, he got a bit of a reputation.
That's
for the old
brilliant.
Gaffes.
Who is that? Is that Reagan?
No, it's Barack's best mate. Well, one-time best mate.
Of course
running
is.
For the presidency again, of course.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
That's who it is.
Uncle
yeah.
Joe, isn't
Uncle
that what they
Joe.
Call him?
Yeah, he always seemed like the more crack of the two, to be fair, yeah.
Yeah, because he had a bit of a... They were kind of going on all the time about the bromance with himself and Barack.
Yeah. I know, and there was definitely a thing. Some of the way he looked at him. Jeez, he looks like my dog looks at me when I'm carrying a packet of biscuits. Do you know what I mean? There was a real proper thing going on between the two. And he was absolutely, it was one of those, like it was his son or something.
I was just going to say, there was sort of a fatherly
I'm
figure.
I'm so proud of you, my boy.
But he does make, he did do a lot of the old foot in mouth stuff. There's some great compilations.
Well, what am I going to do? Like, I can slag him, I can hardly slag him off for that.
Of course you can. That's
I
what
don't
you're here
know.
For.
I'm here to do Joe Biden's. I think I do a Joe Biden every single morning. I don't even just put my foot in my mouth. I put all your feet in my mouth. And up to my knee.
Right.
So I can't slag him off too much.
He's not a young bunny
no.
anymore, is he?
Not even about 68.
77.
Oh, jeepers, that's, he doesn't look that age.
Yeah,
fair
77.
Play to him. He doesn't look that age now.
Right, the other one I have for you, right, is... again, before your time, but I mean, it's one of just those really famous names. Bo Derek.
Oh, yeah. I would say before my time, but kind of not before my time.
Yeah, it was your slightly coming of age, maybe. That movie.
Yeah.
10, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the one where she's running with the knockers out on the beach.
Is that not the same movie?
Is that it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that
know.
The Dudley Moore one?
Well, I don't know. I only remember the bit when she's running down with the knockers on the beach.
I literally didn't see another cast member. Didn't see the name. Don't know anything else. Don't know the plot.
Come on.
I tell you, it's the movie called When the knockers do be running down the beat.
That's all it'll ever be. I was 10 years old or something. Yeah. And I'd literally just stopped seeing knockers as feeding apparatus. And next thing I seen Bo Derek doing helicopters with them. I didn't know what to do with myself nor my experiences. It was a changing moment.
I don't know what's happening. My trousers don't fit me anymore.
I don't know what this is. Oh, why it's happening. And I wanted to stop, but I don't. I don't know what that was all. Yeah, I can't
Bo
remember.
Bo Derek.
With the Bo Derek and what a... Yeah, and then even the covers of her.
Yeah, can you think of the name?
I remember being in the video shop and seeing her on the cover in the swimming gear and all. And the Scooby-Doo's, but trying to just escape out of it. And I was thinking, is that a bluey or what is it? Are you even allowed... Who let me in here?
Exactly.
I'm too young to be seeing a cover like that. Jeepers.
Do you remember, do you know the name of a single Bo Derek movie? Well, obviously I said 10. I'm nearly certain she's in that.
I don't know.
Exactly. I can't think of another one.
They're all blues.
But she's listed as an actress.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I wouldn't have
a clue. Was she an actress?
But they're running down the beach with the knockers. It was definitely the name of it.
That's the one. That was her most famous one.
Bo Derek is now... Jeepers. 61.
Not bad. Not bad. 63.
Oh,
63.
She
it's
did
amazing
make an
how
impression.
Well you can age somebody from their knockers. That's extraordinary. What a gift you have, PJ Gallagher.
I tell
you. I remember, just judging by the size and the shape, I'd say about 61.
I'd say about 61, yeah. Ah, a little bit out. Yeah.
Right, here we go. Quick fire round for you, right? Because literally they were the only two that I thought might even be basically in your frame of reference. Right, so I'm going to fly through these. Shout if you know any of them, right? Norman Greenbaum.
Haven't a Riddler.
Spirit in the Sky guy.
Oh, him! Yeah.
Go on, have a quick guess.
53.
77.
Oh, my God.
Joe Walsh.
Don't know who that is.
A bloke from the Eagles.
Haven't a 71.
Not bad, 72. 72. Right, okay.
The crazy morning of birthdays.
Who else can I give you? Oh, look at who it is. It's James Jim Brown, who happens to be the drummer with UB40.
James Brown. Oh, my. UB40. If I get this right, I'll be actually upset with myself.
Right, go for it.
Such a crap band. I got to say, 62.
Yes! Oh, yes! You got it right! Oh my God!
Everything about this morning is terrible.
That's incredible.
Everything about this morning is a dreadful
the
thing.
The one thing that he didn't want, of all things, you got the UB40 bloke right.
Why does that hurt my feelings? Talk about knockers again?
We're going to have to play UB40 in your
honour.
In your honour.
Oh.
What else we got here? Paul King had that Love and Pride song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'd be about 55.
59, not bad. Okay, and then there's loads of great names here, like Mike D, Sen Dog, Carlos Boozer.
Jeepers.
Anyway,
cartoon
Mike
characters.
D is apparently a rapper with the Beastie Boys. Sen Dog is a Cuban rapper with Cypress Hill. And Carlos Boozer is an American basketball player.
I give up. I don't even care anymore.
Right, there's one last one. What about this? Kimberly Walsh. She was with Girls Aloud.
What?
Kimberly Walsh. She was in Girls Aloud.
Which one was she in Girls Aloud? Oh, here, I'm thinking of this. I was there, which Spice was she? It was gonna... She was the red-haired one, was she?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. I liked her.
Ooh. Did you ever see her running down a beach?
No. She wouldn't be doing that. 33.
38. 38. Right.
I just can't believe UB40 or whatever the hell they're called.
The one you got was the bloke from you, and he was the drummer, like.
Yeah, I know.
The bloke from
UB40. It just shows that even when you're right about that band, you're still wrong.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:34. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm full of the joys of Christmas.
Wow.
Talk about
setting the tone.
The Christmas tree lights are on the cranes in Dublin city centre. And I'm objecting to that formally
Good.
And strongly.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I thought you were all for this
no,
kind of disgraceful
I am not,
nonsense.
No, I am not, PJ. How short your memory is. No, if I become Taoiseach, and I haven't ruled that out.
Of course, obviously, none of us have, yeah. Mind you may have to face Boylan if you look at some of his tweets, but anyway.
Yeah, see that?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, he's sort of pushing himself out to tender as a local
candidate. He did a little test election. If I was to run for office, would you vote for me?
And would they?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay. Well, His own followers.
Oh, that would be a very interesting one. Let's have the classic hits election.
Oh yeah.
Myself and Boylan.
Oh my God!
What a great idea.
That would be epic.
It would be epic. But anyway, when I become Taoiseach, or if I become Taoiseach someday, Christmas lights and decorations are going to be banned until
8th of December.
I was going to say actually the 20th of December.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Yeah. Oh my God, you've literally enlisted PJ as your campaign manager.
You'll be my campaign manager.
I will canvass every day for this campaign. Yeah.
One of my neighbours has their trees up. I saw other people driving through Baldoyle the other night with their trees up. It's just not, it shouldn't be allowed. Now the cranes have their lights on. Like, it shouldn't be allowed.
November. Yeah.
I was seeing trees up. Surely that takes all the good out of it.
That's what I think.
There's no magic to something that's just around all the time.
You're tripping over every couple of hours.
It's absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And what if the builders got to be happy about it? They can be in and out all the time. I hear them in there every day. Queuing up for me milk, and they're all giving out about the goujons and the state of the ham jambons.
Cool. Well, they'll be wanting turkey and cranberry goujons now.
They will, yeah. That's what they'll be giving them. Yeah. There's no stuffing in me goujons. They'll be giving it all that. And then they go, and it's like a form of protest they're putting these things up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. A couple of fairy lights aren't going to sort out your goujons.
There you go, lads. You've heard it from us. Take them down, please. A letter of complaint is on the way.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah, says soon to be Taoiseach. Yeah, Phil Collins and Two Hearts with Kathy Dennis just ahead of that. Your Get Up and Go song was Touch Me All Night Long. Shouldn't be playing songs like that this hour of the morning.
George.
Especially after what we heard about PJ's reminiscences of Bo Derek.
The
since Bo Derek, today.
Bo Derek Blueies in the 80s. Yeah, it's a different. Maybe you're only waking up to it now. And if you are, you got away lucky, so you did.
Yeah, you did. Save yourself. Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up happy with us. Wednesday, November 20th. Loads and loads of people in on WhatsApp, all sorts of different bits and pieces. Dan in Cork has just pointed out there after Tara's revelation that she may still yet run for Taoiseach one day.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. I if she's going to go in the hole, like Christmas is a rule that it can't be celebrated until 5 days before, I'm absolutely into it.
Yeah, well, Dan
she
and Cork
has my vote every time.
Dan and Cork thinks it's going to work because he says the doll would suit Tara should they get nearly as many holidays as she does anyway. It's a very good point.
Well, that's true. Maybe then, she has an ulterior motive.
Yeah, however, somebody else, Paul the Trucker, has gone the other way. He says, how could you vote for Tara? She's never in work. If elected, it's just another work avoidance excuse.
Well, okay, you know, I would have agreed with you, Paul, normally, but seeing as though she is now the candidate of the cranky party,
Paul was never going to vote for her anyway. He says, P.S., I still have my Christmas tree up since last year. Didn't bother taking it down.
Well, you see, Paul, not to be too harsh, but you're what's wrong with Ireland, Paul. You know what I mean?
By the way, can I just... I love this as well. Morning, lads. Jimmy here in Mount Mellick, Leash. Just giving a shout out to our darts team in the in the Druid.
Brilliant.
We've lost every game so far.
That's not so brilliant.
In the Leash Darts League. And here's how badly they've been beaten, right?
Oh, he's given us the scores.
They've been beaten 8-1, 9-0, 9-0, 8-1, 6-3. Close.
Oh, getting there.
7-2.
Oh, backwards again.
Any advice going forward, lads? Yep.
I'd say...
Take up a different sport.
Yeah.
Stop playing darts.
I'd say go for a round of golf with Jim. You'll feel much better about yourself.
Oh, much better.
The way he talks about himself anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you want to do your confidence a world of good, just play any sport with me.
I don't believe this.
It'll be fantastic. What's this? Morning, lads. Jose is the new manager at Spurs. Well,
I don't know if that's
confirmed yet. Unless that's breaking news from somebody that... We're not getting it. I'll have to flick on Sky Sports News. Hang on a second. Here, PJ, will you talk to the people while they're playing the telly?
Yeah, yeah, right. You see what you're after doing now? You have us going mad wondering what the story is.
Yeah, it is breaking news, apparently. Tara's just saying it into my ear that it's breaking news as we speak.
It is breaking news. There you go. We got it. Who sent us that message?
That was...
Give me a look at that.
Hang on a second till I see.
You actually beat the news, Derek.
Derek Dodd.
Derek Dodd has beaten the
Tottenham
news.
Tottenham appoint Mourinho.
Derek has literally beaten the news. There you go. So what's... You're quicker than Sky Sports.
That's
and he's
incredible.
After getting it on. So there you go. It's official. Jose's got the Spurs. Holy actual fart.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but that is a huge step
PJ
in the wrong
himself
direction.
We've been talking about this all morning. Between ourselves.
Absolutely
and
crazy.
We just don't get it. We don't understand it. I mean, literally, Daniel Levy is known as one of the tightest
the
chairmen.
Scaldiest. He's worse than me.
Yeah.
He's worse than
I'd
me.
I'd say Daniel Levy didn't even give his nephew €2 or €2 for his...
For the communion or confirmation.
Or whatever he would have done.
Yeah,
no,
I'll give you a fiver now for the confirmation. No, I'm not completely scaldy. Yeah. But he's worse than me.
I mean, Mourinho, it's all about buy me the players I want.
I want a billion. I want a billion is what he said. I need a billion to improve a club. There's no way.
So I don't get how Levy... And I mean, Spurs fans... Like Mourinho got stick for playing... practical football. I know he quotes the Real Madrid stuff and all that as, you know, having scored more goals. But I mean, most people think he plays fairly, as I say, practical. Like, there you go. Apparently, the Sky Sports poll at the moment, is this the right appointment for Tottenham?
60%
say no.
60% of Tottenham fans not into this.
Don't even know if that's Tottenham fans or if it's just people in general. I'm really surprised. I'm genuinely surprised by it.
I'd say Tottenham fans, it's probably a lot higher then because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Have we got any
Great Tottenham fans
scandal.
Listening?
Yeah, if you're a Spurs fan out there, let us know how you feel about it, actually, because this is we're mind blown by this.
Yeah.
Mind blown. And by the way, if you're a United fan, there's a few of them around here. Would you like Pochettino in Old Trafford? I think I would, actually. I think I would. Now.
Look at how quickly they turn. And there's Ollie, a legend. And you're turning on him.
I'm not saying they should sack him. I heard he's great at catering.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 7:10. How are we, folks? Happy hump day, Wednesday, November 20th. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. By the way, I mentioned it briefly just as we were going into 7 o'clock. We are on the air even longer today. Now, that could be construed as either good news or bad news, right?
Yeah.
That you're going to have to put up with us, not just till 10 o'clock, but until 10:30.
Dear God,
today.
It's going to be a long morning.
And it's all celebrating the fact that McDonald's are also giving you an extra half hour to get your breakfast. So that's why we're adding an extra half hour to the show. So the idea is that good things come to those who are late. That's why McDonald's breakfast is now being served until 11 a.m.
Oh.
So you get an extra half hour to get your McDonald's breakfast in. So there's no rush, no drama. Just a bit like the show this morning. Everything's going to be chilled, laid
out.
Back.
Yeah, we've loads of time for
loads of time. Don't be rushing into anything.
I'm doing nothing.
McDonald's are making mornings that bit easier by serving their breakfast later. And you can watch out for, I think they have some of their street teams out and about. We'll tell you more about that as we find out. But anyway, that's the news. McDonald's serving their breakfast later. So we are staying on the air later. You're happy about that, aren't you, PJ?
Delighted.
You can see it in your eyes. Something else that we're delighted about is the... Now, obviously, if you're not a football fan, you probably couldn't care less.
But this is huge. This is powder
this
keg
big
stuff.
Big news, yeah.
Powder keg stuff, right? So it is official. It's done. Pochettino was sacked yesterday. A move of absolute insanity as far as I'm concerned. What do you know about football, PJ? Well, we'll find out. But also confirmed this morning, Jose Mourinho has been confirmed as the new manager. So this is obviously a bit of skullduggery that's been going on for the last number of weeks.
Yeah, that didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't sack Pochettino at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock yesterday and say, right,
ring up,
give Jose a ring and see if he's free. That didn't happen. So we know that this has been planned for a long time. But it's still... defies.
Yeah.
I just can't get my head around.
I can't either. I just don't see whatever about sacking Pochettino, which I think that's a bit mad in itself for Spurs. But anyway, the Mourinho thing, it's just him and Daniel Levy. I just don't see it.
I don't see it at all.
You know what I mean?
Daniel Levy, for those that aren't, for Jim, like Jim was saying, if you're not a football fan, Daniel Levy, I want you to picture Scrooge McDuck. I want you to picture a man with tighter, smaller pockets than me own. I want you to picture a fella who loves the idea that there's only €30 allowed on the tap of a card because he'd hate to spend more.
Yeah.
You know,
and Mourinho,
fella,
of course, of late infamous for his, you know, needing a few quid to put it together. He bemoaned the fact that United didn't give him enough money to compete with Manchester City and Liverpool and all that. And
it's just... And,
it just doesn't seem like a match made in heaven, does it?
And they'd be falling over themselves, all the clubs now, Pochettino gone. I mean, the United fans are excited, of course.
Why are they excited?
Because there's a chance of getting him, and let's be honest about it, he's very good and all and anyway.
What?
Everything.
I don't think so. they'd dismiss with Ollie, do you?
Ollie's
at the wheel.
I don't think they'd dismiss him. I think they'd give him a great job in at the kitchens or in doing something with the coaching or whatever.
The only good part about this is Mourinho, whether you love him or hate him, is box office. He's always he talks about him, whatever he, you know.
He is definitely.
He is box office. There's something about him. There's a magnetism about him.
But I can't wait to see all the news later on today when Sky Sports do what they inevitably will do, which is walk around the streets around White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
You know, and be there. So,
In fact, it's not even that anymore, is it? What's it called now? Spurs Stadium or something.
The toilet bowl, I think it gets called, isn't it? It doesn't affect it because it's the shape of a Big Jack's, the new one. The toilet bowl. I think they were calling it the toilet bowl. So they'd be walking around the toilet bowl and be like, I'm absolutely outraged.
We were asking to see whether or not there was any Spurs fans. Dan in Cork was on to say, geez, lads, you can't be asking the three Spurs fans in Ireland for their opinion this early. That, oh, I tell you. Oh, Neil in Trim, he's a Spurs fan. He says, as a Spurs fan, I can see Harry Kane becoming our best centre-half.
That's a football joke.
He's actually a centre-forward, so that'll tell you what you need to know about what Spurs fans think of Mourinho's tactics. Barry reckons United should appoint Pochettino as manager. Pochettino as manager and Ole as his number two. Yeah, I can't see Ollie being overly happy about that.
Yeah, I think he'd be running back to Norway.
Darren, the Gunners fan, thinks Jose is a moany manager.
He is a moany manager.
Gavin in Limerick says, I'm a Spurs fan for 30 years, and if 10 years ago you had said we had Mourinho, I'd be hopping around the place. Right? In other words, delighted.
Delighted, yeah.
Skip to what's happening today, and I'm crying and screaming profanities at my radio on the way to work. I'm going to need a week off after this.
Now, are you screaming at the radio because we're on till 10:30 or because of the news that Pochettino was sacked?
Equally bad, potentially.
It's after stirring things up. Look at this as well, on both counts.
Yeah, right.
People giving out loads about Pochettino. There's a text. Is Nicky on at 10:30 then? Someone already looking forward to the show that's on after us. Thanks, Fergus. It's very nice of you.
Oh, my God. Yes. And look at this. JP wants to know, is it 10:30 just for today or is that full time? Are you joking? Trying to get another half hour out of PJ every day. You saw what happened when I managed to get him on at the weekends.
Yeah. I was totally hoodwinked into that. I'm still talking about that. I'm hoodwinked. You want to see the way he did it. It was the sneakiest thing.
You were given the option.
Yeah, I'm going to have a chat to Andy. You just agree with it. Right, yeah.
I didn't say that.
And then there's
I resemble that remark.
And then, yeah, so Jim was saying you want to work every Saturday now, yeah? What? Yeah, just saying. Yeah, thinking that this couldn't just be what it boiled down to. But there you go.
Joe and Drim is wondering what will happen to Troy Parrott, of course, the young Irish lad who had broken through into the sort of Irish first team.
Yeah.
And he's at Spurs in the academy there. Will he see the light of day under Mourinho?
I doubt it. Mourinho, he's already going on, in fairness, that there is statements from him about him wanting to work with the academy and stuff. But as Jim rightly put it, he's never looked at an academy player in his life. He loves spending money.
Yeah, it's a weird one. And then Niall and Trim has been back on. Surely Steve Staunton was a better option. I'm the gaffer. Okay.
I'm the gaffer. Yeah.
I don't know whether playing Bad Day by Daniel Powter is appropriate now
this
or not.
This is for all you Spurs fans everywhere.
Daniel Powter, Bad Day. Kind of appropriate weather-wise today. Certainly around these parts. Not sure where it is where you're at. Let us know. But it's a bit wet and bleh here today. But anyway. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tell you, it's a good day, though, for one Ellie Finnegan. Hey, Ellie, happy birthday to you. Ellie Finnegan is 9 today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And we know our dad. Our dad's a top man.
Looks after us. There you go. Looks after us. Gets us sent out to all kinds of places. So there you go. Happy birthday, Ellie.
Yeah, Ellie Finnegan celebrating her 9th birthday today. I know she's a big listener to the show. So happy birthday to you, Ellie. Have an absolute fantastic day. And make your dad spend fortunes.
Yes.
Fortunes, we say.
Christmas begins on your birthday, Ellie. Don't let him forget it.
Yeah, every day from here on in, that's the way it's got to be. By the way, we are on air until 10:30 today. It is all courtesy of McDonald's. We're celebrating the extra half hour that they're giving you to get your breakfast. They're now serving the breakfast until 11 a.m. So making mornings that bit easier by serving their breakfast later, all the McDonald's are. So to celebrate, we're going to stay here until 10:30.
Yes,
whether
indeed.
You like it or not.
That's happening. That's happening. That's
The other thing that's happening, of course, is we've another day of listening for the Funky Monkey, right?
Oh, yes, so the Funky Monkey. You might have known. You may have noticed. And if you missed what it was about, it would have been very unusual. But all this week, there's a little Funky Monkey. He pops in.
And pantoots.
And pantoots. He makes some monkey noises.
It's our word of the week.
Pantooting, yeah.
Yeah.
The monkey language. So you may hear a very random monkey, but it's not for no reason at all.
No.
You actually get to win stuff when you hear him.
Family passes every day to Funky Monkey's Soft Play Cafe. It's a child's jungle of fun located in Dundrum Town Centre and City West Shopping Centre. They're open 9:30 to 6, 7 days a week. Healthy eating cafe, lovely coffee for parents and all that sort of stuff. It's kind of aimed at the 8 years and under. Toddlers up to sort of around about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. 8 years of age.
Toddlers when they get up at 8 o'clock. Same for them. If your toddler gets up after, it's going to be too late.
So we family passes to be won every day. Just listen for the Funky Monkey. And when you hear it, just text Monkey or WhatsApp Monkey and your details to 087-188-0008. There's also an end of week prize for a birthday party for up to 10 children at Funky Monkey. So stay listening for that. Can happen at any stage. Actually, we've got a story on the way a bit later on. That's kind of like slightly Funky Monkey. That involves the strange combination of animals and celebrities.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of ties in a little bit.
I'm telling you, who knew that Kate Winslet had a beetle named after?
Is that?
And many more.
Is there a monkey in it, just out of curiosity?
There's no monkeys. There's
that's a shame.
Mostly it's actually horrible owl insects and stuff. And one lemur, which is kind of like a monkey. It's like a half raccoon sort of half a monkey thing, isn't it?
Right. We were clutching at straws on that one.
I am, yeah. None of these animals are particularly the type. They're not exact. None of them are as cute as a monkey, I can tell you that much.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Baby, I Love Your Way, Big Mountain, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. Lots of people looking to play the hit biscuits on the way in about 10 minutes, maybe a little more. If you fancy it, classichits.ie is a good place to start as well. But let us know if you fancy playing. Actually, speaking of the hit biscuits, you remember Grania? Grania was the girl, the woman who gave us the Witzel sucked. We found out that was Mike's disease. He suffered from Witzel sucked.
Yeah, it's this. It's basically an addiction to telling pun type jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Often inappropriate.
Yeah, often inappropriate. It's a compulsion you can't contain. Yeah.
So he's on the way. But anyway, the reason Grania's on is because her son's birthday. Her son Cullen is having a fabulous 10th birthday today, so she wants to tell him Mum and Dad are so proud of him, also sister Alana too. So a very happy birthday to Cullen.
Happy birthday,
happy
Cullen.
Happy 10th birthday to you.
You get two numbers now.
Yeah, you get two numbers, you're right. And also, Eddie wants us to give a shout out to everybody in Laurel Lodge, I think it was, big listeners to the show. Right, something very dramatic about to unfold.
Live
on the radio.
It's like that movie Seven, do you remember that? The box came through. I'm after getting a big package this morning.
Yeah. PJ Gallagher has a big package.
Hey, I do.
And he's got it right in front of him at the moment. So there's this, it's this brown papered covered thing, package thing, right, that he got delivered. Now, in fairness, he gets lots of deliveries of different things, but normally they're kind of fairly obvious from the outside.
This one is slightly different. This one, I posted a picture of it on my Instagram earlier on the Instagram story, right?
Hmm.
And it looks quite suspicious. It's got brown paper and black or brown parcelain tape and everything.
Yeah.
And addressed to PJ the Grinch Gallagher.
Wow.
And it looks like it may well have come from the North Pole. I'm wondering if that little head elf fella may have something to
may
do with
be
this.
Responsible
I have no idea.
Us.
But there's a parcel.
People are already speculating. Elf Terry thinks it might be new boxers.
Tell you something, Elf Terry, there's been quite a few smarty pants comments out of Elf Terry this morning.
Hey, but I'm
smarty pants. So there you go. So
this is the moment. We decided, rather than just PJ opening it and kind of whatever, that he would do a reveal on air. This mysterious brown paper covered package that's addressed to the Grinch Gallagher.
And we're going to see now.
What could it be? Who could it be from?
I'll open it now, will I?
Yeah.
I wonder
do
if
the reveal.
I hope it is. This could be something really nice.
It could be.
Or it could be something absolutely horrendous.
Right, okay, here we go. Dramatic music in the background. If this turns out to be something very non-dramatic, it's going
to
be
hard to open because there's an awful lot of tape. Lads, there's chocolate in here.
What?
There's chocolate in here.
Oh my God, it's getting really exciting.
It's a nativity chocolate calendar.
Do you mean Advent?
And that's the one. That's what I mean. Wooden candle holders. And some Maltesers.
Well.
And a Simply Red CD. Beck you anyway. And a Grinch. And Grinch slippers.
Oh my God. I got Grinch God. Slippers. Grinch slippers. Fantastic.
Oh my God. There's actually loads
Who's
of stuff
it from?
In it. I don't know. I'm looking for someone.
Is there no notes or card or letter or...
Nothing.
Nobody claiming credit.
Nothing. Not
oh my God.
Nothing.
It's a mysterious admirer.
It's literally a mystery package. Oh, hold on. No, this thing has a bit of something in it. Oh, now I...
You're like the worst parcel opener ever, by the way.
I know. But listen, I never said I was good at this.
Oh, my God. I mean,
God,
I thought
this is why I hate Christmas.
I thought your wrapping was bad. Your opening of parcels is every bit as bad as your wrapping.
In fairness now, how are you supposed to get that out? Oh, here it is. Oh, gee. Jim, this is your fault.
Tell you what,
now,
right? We'll come back to it in the next hour, will we?
No, there's no need. God, why am I so...
Do you reckon you'll have this done before Christmas?
I tell you something. The worst thing about me is my hands are literally ornamental.
Yeah.
They're not meant for anything. I have a card.
Okay.
Please listen to Simply Red with your slippers on. Feck off. To PJ and Mike and Jim. For all of us. But mainly to the Grinch PJ. Have a great Christmas. Chocks are for Mike and Jim and crew.
So,
I
the
don't
chocolates are for us
it.
And the slippers and the Simply Red CD are yours.
Please accept this on air with your Nelson Mandela or Ronan Keating voice. Thanks from a fan of the show.
Magnificent. So now you have to say thank you in your Nelson Mandela stroke Ronan Keating way.
Everything's for you. All the good stuff is for you. I got a Simply Red CD.
So we got a chocolate advent
and
calendar,
Grinch slippers.
Maltesers, and you got a Simply Red CD and Grinch slippers.
And candles made out of wood.
And candles. Say thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm not happy about this, but I appreciate your effort.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Saying on the Hit Bit is worth €620 this morning. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit, and this is what it sounds like. That's all you get, unless you go to classichits.ie, of course. You can just do it as many times as you like there. But the first person on the phone this morning is Michael Mulcahy. How are you getting on, Michael?
How are you, PJ?
I'm all good, yeah. Thanks. What's the story with you? How are you getting on?
No, just the work.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So thanks for calling us this morning. How are you feeling about this? Are you confident?
Oh, extremely confident.
Right, so.
Wow.
We'll leave you waiting.
That was a very positive statement delivered in not so positive a way.
I was.
I'm more looking forward to a pun.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Go on, Michael. Put us out of our
We've gotten to that stage where people are looking forward to the
pun.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that would ever happen?
I did.
Of course.
Go on, Michael.
Right, so from one Michael to another.
I think it's Van Morrison, Bright Side of the Road.
Right.
Bright Side of the Road. Okay, what do you reckon?
Oh, it's wrong, unfortunately. Sorry, Michael. By the way, have I told you lately that you can go up on classichits.ie and see all the wrong guesses? Just to make sure you don't double up on them.
Was it worth the wait, Michael? Was it?
I was expecting better.
Yay! Good man, Michael. Good man. Listen, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Bye bye now.
See you, Michael. Okay, on the other. Look at this. It's Jason Bourne. How are you, Jason?
How's it going, lads?
Oh, what's the crack? Nice to have you along. What part of the country are you in, Jason?
I'm in Dublin.
Right, so. How are you getting on today? What's the plans?
I'm just heading off to work here now.
Heading off to work.
Are you allowed to tell us what you do, Jason?
I'm painter and decorator.
Oh my God, and it's lashing around the place. Are you indoors? Tell me you're indoors.
Oh, I'm indoors.
Happy days. Right. Go on then, take the cash, Jason. What are you going for?
I'm going to guess Akon featuring Eminem, Smack That.
Smack That by Eminem?
Yeah.
I have to say, Jason, I'd be very surprised, but I hope you're right.
It wouldn't be their thing, Jason. Let's just say,
I was just going to say that. It's not your classic hit stalwart.
Well, yeah. You're putting us out of our comfort zone. Yeah,
anyway, Jason, it's not right. Actually, I'll remind you what it is now in a second, lads. It's not right. However, I do encourage everyone to give me a call because I'm in here in the studio on my own feeling very lonely. I'm so lonely.
Oh my god.
Lonely.
Yeah, very good.
Do you me and Jason, we'll just talk for a second.
Yeah, okay. Leave his
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. He does because he gets me joke, you don't.
Yeah, that's why he's enthusiastic. Very good.
Jason, have a good day, man. Thanks for having a passionate cheers.
Take care, buddy. Bye bye.
Do you remember
Mike's version?
Mike's version of it sounds like the cartoon version of that song.
Lonely. It's like when Kermit the Frog says it sings "It's hard being green."
Right, another shot at winning the cash with Damien Farrelly, 20-5 this afternoon. The Hitbit Classic Hits study. If you want to check it out first,
it's not easy being green. Oh, Mike.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. This Wednesday, November 20th. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us here at Classic Hits. And thanks for all the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008, if you want to get in touch. We still haven't played our Funky Monkey. Of course, our family passes up for grabs every day this week to go along to Funky Monkey Soft Play Cafe in Dundrum Town Centre and City West Shopping Centre. And of course, that big birthday party for up to 10 kids at the end of the week. So you're listening for our monkey, our funky monkey, when he makes his sounds. You just text monkey or WhatsApp monkey in your details to 087-188-0008 to be in with a chance to win. And by the way, more kind of time really for that to happen, because we're actually on the air until 10:30 today. PJ and myself are actually doing an extra half hour today on the show. PJ is beside himself with excitement.
Over the moon. Because, as you can imagine.
Because we're celebrating McDonald's giving you an extra half hour to get your breakfast. So we're celebrating it by giving you an extra half hour with us.
Yeah.
Whether you wanted it or not. That's what we're doing.
So there you go. So that's it. So we're until 10:30 this morning.
Yeah. Now, McDonald's, of course, are serving their breakfast to 11.
To 11.
So do you want to stay till 11 or...
No, I'm quite happy now.
You're happy enough, are you?
I love the way, like, the thing is, he'd hate to stay here to 11, but he'd do it just to see the look on my face, which I think is,
shocking carry on.
Anyway, that's what it's all. A wedgie is what you deserve instead of a breakfast.
Anyway, good things come to those who are late. That's why McDonald's breakfast now served until 11 a.m., so there's no rush, no drama. You can just make the mornings a bit easier by having your breakfast a bit later. It's now served up until 11 o'clock, McDonald's breakfast. So we're celebrating by being here until 10:30. And things get even better for you, PJ Gallagher. Not only are we staying on the air until 10:30 this morning, I'm also going to get to the root of how to get you the perfect Christmas present.
Now we're talking. Now we're a lot happier. Now everybody's a little bit chipperer.
Yeah.
Chipperer. Yeah.
So apparently, you may have heard this story with Tara during the news, okay? That TK Maxx did this survey thing.
Yeah.
She was talking about the whole kind of re-gifting. Women re-gift more than men and all that sort of stuff. But part of this was they roped in these psychologists and they've come up with apparently the 10 perfect questions that will help you get to the bottom of what to buy somebody. If you need to find the perfect gift, ask them these 10 questions and you'll have it.
Yeah, and it's not 10 questions about what you'd like. They're funny questions, aren't they? Like,
they're a bit weird.
It's a psychological analysis sort of a thing.
Let me just get my pen and paper.
Are you going to do it on me now?
I'm going to do it on you to see what I should get you for Christmas this year.
And then judging on the answers, you and Mike can confer.
Yeah.
And, I'm not one for surprises. You may read out what you think it would be. I'm quite happy with that. Give me something
okay.
to look forward
That's
to.
If we can come up on anything. God knows what your answers. Right, so here we go. Question number one. Imagine you have 24 hours to do anything you want. Sky's the limit. What would you want to do?
Oh, go home.
Go home.
I go home, honestly. I go home and watch a box set on my own. I never understand
this.
I'd love to go skydiving or I'd run to my family. See, you haven't been talking to them. I'd go home, turn on the telly, and eat some nice food. I wouldn't tell the local food.
Right. Finish this sentence. I'm the world's unknown expert in...
Oh my God. I am the world's unknown expert in absolutely nothing.
Right. That's,
yeah.
That's good.
I know a little bit and now an awful lot.
Right.
But not quite enough to be called an expert in any which way.
Brilliant. Okay. This Christmas, you decide you're going to donate everything you own, everything now, except three items.
Oh my God. Do my dogs count as items?
Well, that's up to you, buddy. What would you keep?
Well, just in case, I'm keeping the two dogs and my motorbike.
Dogs and motorbike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else can go.
Right.
I'm not emotionally attached in any way.
Right. Question four. What's the one thing you could watch or read about forever?
Oh, motorbikes.
And never get bored.
Motorbikes. Racing,
Mike, are you seeing a trend developing here?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking all this down, by the way.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Good stuff. Dogs, actually.
Right.
I could read, motorbikes or dogs.
Right, okay,
take
cool.
Take a pick.
Question number five. Name something people assume you like, but secretly you actually don't.
Oh, company.
Okay, so no friendship gifts there. It's okay. Question number six. What's the one thing you own that you still haven't used, and why?
I bought this thing for the kitchen. A Nutribullet.
A Nutribullet?
Yeah.
I use mine all the time.
I thought I was going to use it all the time. I had this great ambition to constantly make pancakes that I had in someone else's house. It's
nothing,
still there.
Nothing for
the instruction booklet is still in it.
Right. He'll be selling that now. He'll be offering that up.
That's for sale if anyone wants it.
There you go. Number seven. Not including me. Who's the... I can't believe they put the not including me bit in. That makes me sad. Anyway, not including me, who's the best gift giver you know and why?
My sister. Because it's predictable, it's the same, and I love it.
It's predictable,
yeah,
the same.
It's the same, it's predictable every year.
Right.
I know exactly what I'm getting, when I'm getting it, and I know that it lasts the whole year. It's my season ticket for the Dubs.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely, she's my sister. She's the only one that gets me on. Either that, it's me ma getting me jocks with funny rims on them.
What about Mike buying you jocks? You're going to have to let it down again. He keeps buying you jocks. Will he acknowledge you?
Right, okay, Grant. Mike is a close second.
I also bought you a motorbike magazine, but we'll let that slide.
See? Now you've upset him now.
You see, he's mad about himself, so it takes all the crack out of it.
Right, eight. When was the last time someone did something thoughtful for you? I mean, you won't have to think back that far. I mean, literally, myself and Mike are sitting right here, for God's sake.
Well, I would have said this morning when that box arrived, and then I opened it up and read the card, and everything good in the box was for you two. So I'm going to say...
The last time somebody did something thoughtful for you was...
Jeepers, I don't... My mum, when she... Remember the other day when I went vegan?
And my mum made you scrambled eggs.
She made me scrambled eggs.
God,
so
I don't even know what to write down for that.
Thursday.
Scrambled mam, I'm just going to put
so
down.
So Thursday, scrambled eggs.
Scrambled mam. Right, nine. What's the best gift you've ever given someone other than me?
God.
I don't know if you've ever given me anything.
What's the best gift I've ever... does money count? Money's the best gift I've ever given anyone.
Right, money.
Yeah.
Who'd you give that to?
To my sister.
Right.
It's like a voucher you could use anywhere.
Right. Sure. Share what you're looking forward to most next year. So what are you most looking forward to in 2020, PJ Gallagher?
The Bohemians, the new season of League of Ireland starting. Most looking forward to that, absolutely.
New season, League of Ireland.
Yeah,
right.
New Jersey and all that.
Mike, what do you make of that? Right, so far we have, he wants to go home. He's an expert in nothing. He loves dogs and motorbikes. What was four again? And the one thing, motorbikes he could read about forever. He hates company, never uses his Nutribullet.
His
sister gives him his best gift. Scrambled mam. What was scrambled mam?
Eggs,
eggs. That was the last thing that was nice that was ever done for him. Money is the best gift he's ever given. And he's looking forward to the new League of Ireland season.
I've come to the conclusion that we just let him go home.
Yeah. Let him go home to be with his dogs and go on his motorbike and watch League of Ireland.
And go visit his mother for some lunch.
Exactly.
That's got nothing to do with any of you.
So
basically, that's not a present that you're giving.
Our gift to you is, PJ Gallagher, you're free to go.
How did that end up being basically a get out of here for me?
No, look, don't thank us. No need to thank us, Mike, is there?
No, absolutely not.
Look,
and you're
welcome.
You're free to go after the show. Is that all right?
Is that okay?
Yeah, which
half
is
ten today.
Half ten.
Losing My Religion, REM, 8:21 here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Also, thanks for all of the WhatsApps. Somebody said, Kieran says that you're doing yourself a disservice there. You are the unknown expert on Grinching, says Kieran.
Okay. Maybe that's
there
it.
You
maybe
go.
That's a thing.
There's a thing. Lots of people interested in taking your Nutri-Bullet off you.
Yeah, I see that. Look at that.
See that?
Some hungry feckers out there. Nothing goes missing on this, this show.
Somebody else reckons that you don't need 10 questions to know that you're secretly angling for Simply Red tickets.
Can you believe now that already this morning... I'm still shocked about that, the box that was got. Like, this is what happens. And then people wonder why you're a Grinch. A box of lovely things arrived here today. Chocolate and candle holders and all... an advent calendar. Or as I called it, a Christmas chocolate day calendar.
You called it a nativity.
A nativity calendar.
Nativity calendar.
A chocolate nativity calendar. One of those arrived. And what was in it for me? It says all those for Jim and Mike. And what was in it for me? Grinch slippers and a Simply Red CD.
Brilliant. Somebody knows you so well. You've obviously answered those questions before.
Telling you.
Somebody who says, now that PJ the Grinch is, coming into Christmas spirit, when are you going to play a few Christmas tunes? I don't want to push him over the edge.
We can't anyway, I think, isn't it? Don't we have a rule at the stage, least, that it's the 1st of December? I think that's the
There's
rule.
There's always a rule
it?
That PJ myself, it's a great rule, actually. It's a rule that PJ myself gets to play the first Christmas song of the season on the station.
Oh.
And what's brilliant about that rule is Boylan always deliberately goes out of his way to upset it by playing it first.
He tries to always play it the night before,
I love nothing better than annoying them two in the morning, I do. Love that.
It's not about the
it's
Christmas.
It's great. It's not about spoiling their Christmas take. They do a big, big build up and we don't, that I do it the night before.
Yeah, it's not about the Christmas spirit. It's about winning. That's what it's about. And I like to win.
But we have actually decided, funnily enough, that those questions were good. We have actually decided that it does give you an insight into somebody.
Genuinely, when you actually...
That is a very good sort of broad picture of you. You love your dogs and your motorbike. You don't like company. all that, yeah. You know what I mean? You like the League of Ireland.
When I read the questions on my own, I was like, these are rubbish. This is useless. You get nothing out of this. But then when you actually did it on me, I was like, oh my God, you do get a sort of a good picture of what someone's interests are.
Because
if someone just asks you, what are you into? You go, oh, I don't know.
We might actually get Mike to post those questions on social media.
I think we should do.
And people can use them as a reference point there. That's the TK Maxx survey. Because in fairness, it does actually give you a good insight into somebody's genuine interests and, more importantly, their dislikes. So there's no point in somebody buying you a kitchen gadget.
No.
There's no point in anybody sending you on any sort of, or doing it. Listen, I got us both this weekend away.
Oh, no.
Nightmare for you.
No, no, no.
Yeah, anything that involves another person.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So I tell you, that was worthwhile, buddy.
I'm very surprised of it. I'll have to try it on you now. I'll have to try it on you. Although the problem with Jim is it'd take an hour to finish that survey now.
An hour? That'd be going good going.
Jim, what do you like, Jim? Oh, Jabers, what do I like? Oh, my God. It's a tough one now. God, what does it feel? Oh, jeez, I can't say that. There was a girl in school. Oh, no, jeez, I better not go there. God, I have a jumper. Oh, no, I don't know if that's still there. Mike, what do I like?
Mr. Kyrie here at Classic Hits. It's 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Of course, we're on the air until 10:30 today because we're celebrating McDonald's, giving you an extra half hour to get your breakfast. So we've added a half hour to the show this morning. Basically, good things come to those who are late. That's why McDonald's breakfast now served until 11 a.m. So if you've got a fit of the munchies, 11 a.m. you can get your McDonald's breakfast now. No rush, no drama. So we're taking it a bit easier this morning. I'm going to stay on the air until 10:30, which means more time as well also. And to hear our Funky Monkey, if you want to pick up those family passes for the Funky Monkey Soft Play Centre. We haven't heard from our Funky Monkey so far this morning, so you can stay listening for that. In the meantime...
Yeah, get it on.
Yeah, a bit of love music.
I tell you something, it's all happening in the wildlife department. And I don't mean that in a dirty way at all. But the birds and the bees are having trouble with the birds and the bees.
Right.
To put it in as puntastic a fashion as I can. In a way, Magic
Mike
should
be proud. It's all about the birds and the bees.
So here's the problem. Modern day world is like, it's too noisy. It's too flash. It's too kaboom. And it's polluting the wildlife.
Right.
So the whole thing is, the forests and woodlands of Ireland now sound like a nightclub would normally sound to us, right? And he, and this is, and it's really noisy, so, and it's affecting wildlife, but it's affecting them in a way that we didn't think was possible, where they're not meeting each other in the way they used to, and they're not reproducing. So right. Irish wildlife, the birds and the bees and all the other little bits and pieces, and the foxes and hedgehogs and stoats and badgers and all, whatever it is, they're traditional sort of chat-up lines, if you want, for a better term. They're not hearing each other in the same way.
Oh my God.
That means they're not reproducing. So we'll have to sort of try and figure out a way to sort of calm things down, I suppose, for them. Or else I don't know what the answer is, actually. It doesn't really go into what we can do. But there is experts in the university, Queen's University in Belfast, have revealed that our decibel world is changing the behaviour of the wide range of species. So this guy's name is Dr. Hans-Jörg Kunk.
Right, that's he sounds like name. He knows what he's doing.
He's the lead researcher from the School of Biological Sciences, and he goes, noise must be considered as a global pollutant now, amongst everything else. So noise is a pollution as well, and we need to develop some sort of strategy to protect the animals. So what's essentially happening is years ago, an owl would be in the forest doing his thing, you know. Woo.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
Woo, yeah, woo.
And a female owl would hear.
And she'd be like, hearing that, and then she'd be like,
hey. Ooh. Hey. He's got a nice hoot.
Who's that hooting over there? Don't give him a hoot. Yeah,
but now, in between, now there's the sound of a truck or a plane or a factory.
Yeah, so now
factory.
It's so loud. What's actually, it's sort of, it's the same as if you see someone and you're trying to build conversation, find things in common, right?
It'd be just but, like, it'd be like an old 80s nightclub where the music would be up loud and you're going, do you want a drink? What? Would you like a drink? Like, so, can't hear. Just saying, would you? Would it doesn't matter.
I like her hair. I like her hair. I just said I like.
You're going where?
No, I'm saying you like her. You smell very nice.
What shell? What shell are you talking?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is your sister single?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets
the Breakfast Table Quiz. The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Right, this week it's your chance to begin your exciting journey to Israel with El Al, direct from Dublin to Tel Aviv three times weekly. You can enjoy a sunset on Tel Aviv Beach, tour the historic city of Jerusalem, or float, snorkel, or scuba dive in the Dead Sea. All the information you need is at elal.com, and they've given us to give to you a pair of flights to go on the new Dublin to Tel Aviv direct service, and also two nights accommodation in a luxury hotel in the heart of Tel Aviv City. All of that could be yours.
But it's not going to be easy. We've a tough run in for this one. 13 is the score to beat. We had a really high score set on Monday. She came on and just went for it. But Keith Lynn is in Wicklow and he's going to have a stab at it this morning. How are you getting on, Keith?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. I think I might have rung wrong morning, though.
Oh, yeah, but you don't know.
Not like, at all.
A big prize, though, in fairness. So you'd be mad not to have a go. And you do quizzes anyway, Keith?
I never do them. No, I'm always doing the Breakfast Table Quiz, but...
All right, so you'll be shouting the answers there in the car every morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, well, maybe this is your morning, Keith. Who knows? 60 seconds on the clock. You never know how they might fall. Get 14, and as PJ said earlier on, it puts you in a very strong position with only a couple of days to go. So listen, best of luck. Here we go.
Who's Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car song? Got him into the charts in 1988. Billy Ocean, which species of whale is the largest living mammal?
The blue whale.
In 1997, what Britpop band had a hit song 2? Boris Becker is famous for playing what sport?
Tennis.
Which South American country is larger, Argentina or Brazil?
Brazil.
If a drink is labelled decaf, it's understood to have what?
No caffeine.
That's the job. Which country is Nova Scotia in?
Alaska.
Canada, which bird appears in the badge of Norwich City Football Club? A canary. If you were in the resort of Las Palmas, what group of islands would you be in?
The Balearics.
It's the Canary Islands. Bread, pasta and potatoes are major source of what of the five major food groups?
Carbohydrates.
Dry ice is a form or is a frozen form of what gas?
Nitrogen.
Carbon dioxide. Whose hit Because You Love Me featured in the film Up Close and Personal?
Pass.
Celine Dion. According to the proverb, a what is as good as a rest?
Pass.
It's a change. I'm going to give you one more because of me stuttering. Which British author wrote Bleak House? Charles Dickens, to be honest. I didn't know that either.
You answered it before you even gave Keith
a
chance.
Ah, here. That's all I presume. Yeah. I actually thought for a second that here was the name of a book, but there you go. Yeah, you had tough ones this morning, yeah. Keith. You had real tough ones there.
There was a few in there that were a bit ropey, all right. But anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers, Keith, in the end. Listen, thanks for having a bash, to be fair.
Thanks, man.